Senate Republicans, the Senate Democrats, and the House Democrats are all on the same page. I mean, there is not anything that stands between those three groups. The outliers on the farm bill are the House Republicans. The chairman of the committee, Chairman Conaway out of Texas, has been unwilling to negotiate and give a little or get a little in exchange on mostly around the nutrition program. And again, his colleagues, his Republican colleagues in the Senate, they're on the same page as the rest of us. So, you know, if the chairman of the House Republicans decides to negotiate, sit down, and actually do what democracy calls for and compromise, then we'll end up with a farm bill. And if we don't over these next 4 days, I can tell you that it is Chairman Conaway and the House Republicans that are the outliers in this negotiation process.
Does the White House, do they want, I mean, are they siding with the House Republicans and all this then?
President Trump is not somebody I can read one way or another. I guess it depends on what side of the bed he wakes up on and what he decides to tweet for on any given day. I mean, look, this is a president who has gotten us into a trade war over tweets. And so for you to ask me what he wants out of this, I would hope that he would want what's best for our family farmers, which is to pass a farm bill to make sure that we have a good crop insurance program in there for our family farmers who need that, that's their number one ask that they've made of me, to make sure that we have a vaccine bank for hog farmers. That's the number one ask I get from that sector of agriculture, to make sure that we have a powerful rural development program that helps our smaller towns that we need to help in so many ways, including getting broadband to 23 million rural Americans, all of that. And we can make that happen. I would hope that the President of the United States would want what's best for our, you know, the heartland of America, and that is to pass this farm bill.